balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
Back at it here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey in today. Dusty is off. We'll be back tomorrow. I just noticed my shirt here matches the urinal screen color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go look at the urinal screen today, and it matches. I'll be honest with you. We got a new urinal screen in there today. I like the fresh scent of a new urinal screen.
I like it, too.
Right? It smells nice. It smells like watermelon.
No, it's good.
Right now.
Oh, watermelon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, go take a whiff of the
luxury
urinal screen. Yeah,
okay.
It's good. Yeah, right now. And then later in the day, obviously, once everybody goes, it will not smell as fresh.
No, it will not.
In there, but it is the same color, this light green that I'm wearing today.
It kind of has more spray back sometimes with the screens.
Let me ask you this. Totally, I mean, this is, I can't believe I'm going to raise this question, but I bet the text line goes nuts, Mac, okay? When you pee in a urinal, do you pee against the back wall of the urinal or onto the screen?
Yeah, I'm going back wall. I'm going bottom, back wall, 6 inches above the screen.
Okay, so you're above the screen. Text
yeah.
line, Jay Southland, Tow Service text line. They love sponsoring this, right? Where do you pee?
Yeah.
In a urinal, do you go for the back wall or do you aim at the urinal screen?
I think if you're aiming at the screen, you're getting splashed.
You're getting splash back, right?
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Lower to the back wall.
Yep, lower back wall. Maybe, even
and it's quieter that way too. You
yeah.
ever walk in and somebody's peeing on a urinal screen? It sounds like water's running, and it's the middle of a rainstorm.
Yes, exactly.
That's
why I thought someone was peeing loudly on Friday, and then it was like, no, it was just our bathroom flooding.
I missed that on Friday.
Yeah, you guys had both left, and I went to go take a pee before we left, and yep.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, there you go. So what's the text line saying on that? Where do you pee? You know, if you're American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
European.
There you go. Get bent. Before we get into the most important player on the offense, Keenan Allen signed with the Colts overnight. I know that's a kind of a late developing story this morning here, but a 1-year deal worth over $8 million with the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, if they're holding out for Tyreek Hill, whatever. At this point in time, I'm not interested in Tyreek Hill being a part of this team at all. And would I have been interested in Keenan Allen? Yeah, probably so.
For sure.
But I also like to see the way that some of these young guys are starting to produce. And again, they don't have any money to go out and sign Keenan Allen. You know, they're very tapped at where they are right now from a cash standpoint this season. So it's not like they have the money that they can go out bid. They put all of that into Kenneth Walker. They're going to invest into these young guys. And they really think that the coaching change is going to make that difference with this team. And so I don't really see them adding anybody, you know, at that wide receiver position at this point in time, right? Things can change. Guys get cut. Rosters change all over the NFL. There may be a trade that you can't resist. Who knows? But at this point in time, just judging based, and I judge it based on what I saw Andy say yesterday when he was asked about Chad O'Shea and DeMarco Murray, the new coaches that are part of this organization. And he said yesterday, he goes, I love the teaching that these guys are doing. And I heard him say that,
great.
And I'm like, that's the stuff that we've been missing.
Yes.
Look, at the end of the day, when you look at coaches, and Andy will tell you this because I'm stealing this from Andy Reid, okay? This is a direct steal from Andy Reid. Coaches are teachers. And if you aren't a good teacher, you will never be a good coach because it's all about how you communicate that message and put people in the right position to be good. You've had classes in your life where you didn't jive with the teacher, right? Or you didn't understand what the teacher was doing,
yep.
Or maybe the teacher wasn't that good and you didn't do well in that class. But if you had it with a different teacher, you probably would have done better, right? And they're just like anything in life, just because you're a teacher or a doctor doesn't mean you're good at what you do. Vip. No, I kid. And the only reason I say it is because he's up in Vegas right now wandering around, right?
Oh, let's go.
I mean, everybody,
I love it.
Everybody finishes first or last in their graduating class. You still call them a doctor. You still call them the teacher. What I'm getting at is just because you have that title of teacher, doctor, doesn't mean you're good. There are great teachers out there. There are good teachers out there. There are exceptional teachers out there. And then there are really bad teachers out there. And so when you look at the coaching ranks right now, Andy Reid is one of the greatest. He's teacher of the year, right? That is teacher of the effing year. But on his staff, he had a couple of guys last year that were teachers that probably needed to not be back. You know, they didn't do a good job in teaching. And so he went out and found a great teacher at that wide receiver position. And that's what he was talking about with Chad O'Shea yesterday. I was just smiling listening to it because, yes, that's what I want to hear. We finally have a teacher in there that's going to teach these guys how to play that position in the NFL. We all need help in life. No matter how good we are at what we do, we need the assistance of others. And to have Chad O'Shea and DeMarco Murray that can teach these guys now what they were lacking, I think it changes so much. The dynamic is going to be so much better.
Yeah, it's those behind-the-scenes changes that aren't going to show up in fantasy drafts. They're not going to show up on the national, you know, get-ups or first takes. But we know right here in Kansas City just how massive. And if you're going to training camp, I mean, you're seeing it and you're hearing the changes that have happened these last few months inside the building. It's going to take a big, big shift, especially with how young of a team. You talk about those skill players and the wide receiver and the running back room for DeMarco Murray. Those are young guys. They're all still learning. Coaches are still learning. And so when you've got a guy like Andy Reid as the leader who's teaching the teachers, too.
Right.
I mean, it's really important. It's going to have a big ripple effect on this team.
You know, coaching the coaches, teaching the teachers. And, you know, in college, I took a class. It was African-American Women's Studies. And I took that class because you have to take a lot of different stuff, you know, to broaden yourself. And I was like, I don't know anything about this. The teacher that I had was so dynamic. I enrolled in another class from hers next semester.
That's awesome.
Because she was so awesome. And I had a connection to that teacher, right? You just sometimes you just have that connection where it doesn't matter what, because that doesn't sound like much of it. Like African-American women's studies, does that sound interesting to a 22-year-old kid or a 21-year-old kid or an 18-year-old kid? No, it doesn't sound that interesting. But she made that class so interesting that I was signing up for more. And so I hope Connor Embry has that same effect now, especially in Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, Mac, who were here through all of this. I hope they're having an awakening right now and going, oh, okay, now it makes sense. And you've seen kids, whether it's in your classroom, your own kids, teachers, they talk about it all the time. When the kid gets it and has the I got it moment, it's one of the most rewarding things for a teacher or a parent. And I hope these wide receivers, Mac, are having that I got it now moment with Chad O'Shea.
Which kind of brings us into our topic, who's the single most important player for fixing the offense this year, and I do think it's Rashee Rice. Like, yeah, I think Ken Walker's going to be massive, but he's not fixing the offense. He's going to fix the run game. But to have to fix the offense again, this offense will go through Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And 15's not going to be my answer because, of course, he's the most important. He's the quarterback.
Right.
So, like, come on, we can get past that. And we know what he's going to do. Rashee Rice, we need to see him improve. We need to see him take that step, whether that's on his own volition or by teachings from Chad O'Shea. We need to see him get better, stay out of trouble, play all 17 games, and have a 1,200-yard type season. He needs to be the lone 1,000-yard receiver on this team because no one else is capable of really doing it. We've seen what he can do against zone coverage. We've seen what he can do with the football in his hands, the yards after the catch. All that stuff's great. That burst, that explosion needs to stay after this knee injury. I've got some growing question marks as far as that's concerned with some of the clips that I've seen in training camp. And it's just clips in training camp, but is that explosion still there to the level that it was last year, the year before? Because Cyrus Allen is awesome. We're really excited about him, right? It's great. Fifth-round pick, looks like, from Brett Veach. Might have found a diamond in the rough. I don't think he's a number one wide receiver, at least yet, and I don't really know if that's in his future. Xavier Worthy, I think that's a number two at best wide receiver. So you've got two twos. Can Rashee Rice be that one that Mahomes can count on? Away from Travis Kelce and away from Ken Walker, you need a wide receiver, and Rashee Rice has shown in flashes, shown in even spurts for a month or so that he can do it. But against man coverage, because now the book's out on Rashee Rice. He can kill it in a zone. He can kill it off a screen pass, a little slant route against zone, and he can take a ball and go. But all right, if you've got a good corner who's just going to say, hey, I'm going to put my hands on you, I'm going to be in your jersey, I'm going to be on you, do you have the ability, do you have the fundamentals?
And that's where the teaching comes into play.
Exactly right.
Yeah. How to get off this guy. You know, here's what I'm going to teach you because I've been doing it for 17 years. When a guy does this, you do that. Mm-hmm. And somebody who hasn't had, I hate to use the he didn't play in the NFL because I don't think that matters. But I do think what matters is understanding and how to coach and work your way up, mm-hmm. and not be coaching a position that you have no business coaching. And, yeah. and that's where Connor Embry was for the last couple of years. And so now having somebody in there with the ability to teach and lead is going to be so, so much more beneficial, because like I always struggled in math, but I went to a math tutor and they would teach you tricks on how to do stuff. And that opens your eyes. It opens your mind a little bit. And so if you got a guy like Connor Embry who doesn't know the tricks, he can't teach the tricks. That's why, you know, knowledge is the most important thing in the world and why education is always going to be undefeated. For me, it is Kenneth Walker, though. Yeah. And I'll tell you why coming up next.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Kyra Stonga, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.